Hello and welcome to the third NWSL preview show. Once again, I'm joined by my friend JJ Duke from Our Game magazine. JJ, how you doing, mate?
Good. I had to refresh the coffee. Got a new cup here, but we're still cranking away.
We are still cranking away indeed. And this third show features the newest franchise to the NWSL, the Houston Dash. I think, JJ, it would be fair to say that people were willing to give the team the benefit of the doubt last year. They were new to the league. They were 1 year behind the other sides who had a head start, having already competed, or having competed in 2013. There is not going to be maybe as much sympathy with Houston if they don't perform this season, because they've got that year under their belt. People will be expecting them to perform now, won't they?
Yeah, no, agree on both counts. I mean, you have to remember, with Houston, they only had roughly 60 days between announcing that they were going to be the ninth team in the National Women's Soccer League and putting together that final roster. That's a pretty tough ask, no matter what the sport is, to put together a team really and, you know, sell the product to the fans in that short amount of time. But hey, I give credit to Houston. They put together a game plan. They got roughed up in a few senses, both how in the results and also some of the personnel. I mean, you remember they built that roster with some veterans and some rookies, and with the veterans, you had a midfield duo originally supposed to be Brittany Bach as well, in that midfield along with Becky Edwards, and Bach goes down within 20 minutes into the first game, leaving Jordan Jackson, who was already kind of slated to be that heir apparent to start almost every game from there on after, along with Edwards. But the big issue with this team was goals. They did not score goals, period. They scored 23 goals in 24 matches, which is the lowest by far in the league. Boston, Sky Blue second with only 30, but they also only allowed 37 as opposed to the Dash with 44, which is the second most. So yeah, growing pains, always rough in American sports being an expansion team. But like as you said, this is now year two, not as many excuses for them. And also I think at the same time, you know, to battle that, Randy Waldrum has brought in a lot of different faces to this team that hopefully will have some sort of influence in how this season goes about.
Yeah, and actually, recalling last season, I think if I remember rightly, they were missing two of their US Women's National Team allocations as well. Megan Klingenberg and Whitney Engen were both finishing off their season with Turisso. Obviously, the Swedes got to the final of the UEFA Women's Champions League, which delayed their return to the NWSL. So they were pretty much up against it early doors, and I think we've pretty much said that. They had to put a roster together in a very short amount of time. The draft took place, and I remember it was, you know, quite chaotic and certainly something that we're not used to over here in England. But they have, over the course of the off-season and pre-season, they have been building. And back in October, they arguably had one of the biggest trades that took place, bringing in Carly Lloyd with Whitney Engen and Becky Edwards going over to the Western New York Flash.
Yeah, no, it's a massive trade at the end of the day, because Carly Lloyd has kind of set herself as one of the premier midfielders, you know, that the U.S. has. I mean, she can score goals. She's really adapted her game full throttle now, where she does a lot of the dirty work when needed to defensively, and, you know, can, again, has that offensive ability. And now with the team drafting Morgan Bryan at number one overall, again, with those two not being fully available for the first half of the season, when they get fully integrated in the team after the World Cup, they should, you know, they should hit the ground running. They already play with each other as it is with the national team set up, so having that familiarity helps. And, you know, going forward, hey, you never know.
Yeah, exciting midfield partnership, Lloyd and Morgan Bryan, both international level. I'm sure it will be at club level, so it'll be good to see how that one goes out in Houston. You mentioned earlier that they struggled for goals last year. That's certainly something that they've tried to address. They brought in Jessica McDonald, who was part of the, well, they traded their, let me get this right, she was part of the deal that saw Jodie Taylor go to the Portland Thorns, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I believe so. I'm going to have to look back at the draft sheet to see exactly who went where. But yeah, a lot of pieces.
They've brought in Jessica McDonald from the Portland Thorns. They obviously already have Ellen Mesa and Kelia O'Hay. But the one that is caught a lot of people's attention is that of Puskas runner-up Stephanie Roach. That will be an interesting one for NWSL fans, because I would imagine, other than the goal that they've seen her score that was nominated for Goal of the Year, they probably won't know an awful lot about her.
Yeah, no, you're completely right in saying that, because, and I'll be very honest, I did not know who Stephanie Roach was either until I saw that goal. Now, of course, we've had more opportunities to see what her game is. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how that translates over here to the U.S. As we know, the U.S. game is a lot more physical and a lot more fast-paced than you see in, you know, what you're familiar with in Europe, more technical, you know, put the ball on the ground and go out there and play. So, you know, I'm curious to see how it transfers over. It's definitely going to bring, you know, a nice name to the roster, and, you know, hoping that she does well in her first season.
Well, she got one goal in 10 playing for Albi out in France. Albi were a small club that were up against some very big sides in France. People will know the strengths of the likes of Olympique Lyonnais and Paris Saint-Germain. But one goal in 10, not prolific, but she will obviously be playing with better players in Houston, so it will be interesting to see how she fares. Another player who we haven't mentioned, who was traded to Houston last year but was out for the whole of the campaign due to injury, is Canada international Lauren Sesselman. Now, we're not expecting Lauren to necessarily be available this side of the World Cup, but second half of the season, that is a big presence to get back into your team, isn't it?
Yeah, that it is. I mean, you know, we saw her play in 2013 with FC Kansas City. She partnered with Becky Sauerbrunn, and I thought that was one of the best center back duos in the entire league at that time. You know, of course, that's a long injury. You know, the process after sustaining the injury with the surgeries and the rehabilitation. So you don't know exactly what Lauren will bring to the table, but again, it's another one of those fresh faces. So it changes something. But you know, with what you're saying, how the team will have these faces for the second half of the year, the first half of the season, it's going to be interesting to see what Randy Waldron brings to the table, because they brought in at one point 19 different players, whether it was trialists or unsigned draft picks, at the beginning of preseason. That's an entire second roster, if you will. Now, granted, you had all the internationals not available. You had some players that were not available to show up, so it fit under the league regulations for having the maximum amount of players in preseason. But, you know, Randy has searched and scouted for a long time to find that right fit, and it is interesting to see who's going to be on that opening day roster, kind of almost similar to how it was last year. You don't really know. But hey, you know, again, they're going to be one of those teams, if they can keep themselves alive through the first half of the season, get all their, you know, I guess not to say the big guns, but to have all the internationals back after the World Cup, they can make a run.
Absolutely. And one of those big guns who is likely to be going to the World Cup, as we already mentioned, is Lauren Sesselman, if she can hopefully get fit before the tournament begins. And I've interviewed her for a separate show that I plan to release in a couple of weeks about representing Canada at the World Cup, but I also managed to throw in a few questions about the Houston Dash. So here's what she had to say about the club and the NWSL season.
You know, I was impressed last year. You know, they have a phenomenal organization. They have a coaching staff that just wants to teach you, and they just want to coach you, and they just want to see you do well. We have a beautiful stadium. Facilities are amazing all across the board. And, you know, we were a young team last year. We had a lot of, you know, a lot of rookies. And so I think having that season under our belt is definitely preparing us for this season. Like, I was fortunate enough to be with Houston for 2 weeks before I came back to national team camp. And I had a blast. You know, they really helped me get back into the swing of things, get back into playing, and, you know, just being around the girls in that atmosphere. I'm just really excited for the season. We have some unbelievable talent that's going to be on that team, and I think we're going to make a statement this year, and I'm really proud to be a part of the Houston Dash.
So that was Lauren giving us a few thoughts on the upcoming season. Hopefully she will be ready for the World Cup, and we may well be seeing her turn up for the Dash as well. I guess before we go into our main interview, JJ, I guess my question would be, do we think this team can better last year? And if they are going to, what's the key component that's going to help them do that?
I do think that they will be better than last year. Their key component, it's going to be just a lot of different things coming together. Can they find someone to step up and score goals? We mentioned with McDonald coming over, had a quality season last year with Portland. Can she duplicate the success from last year? And then also, at the same time, can they hold down the fort in the back? Because remember, Aaron McLeod will be with Canada through the World Cup, so that, you know, that falls onto the shoulders of Bianca Henninger. We know what she can bring, but she's going to be wearing the number one shirt for almost a half of a season. Can she, you know, take the bull by the horns and go after it and get it and, you know, prove her worth? That's going to be a big factor as well, along with the scoring.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I think that partnership in midfield for me is going to be key, of Morgan Bryan and Carly Lloyd when they are available. I think before that, you're right, there's going to be a lot of emphasis on the likes of Bianca Henninger, who's going to be keeping goal in the absence of Erin McLeod. There's going to be a lot of emphasis on the likes of Melissa Henderson and Jessica McDonald to score the goals that are going to propel the team around the playoff positions. And I think that is a good time for us to go into our main interview for this episode. So when we come back after this break, we will bring you the interview with one of the members of the Houston Dash.
Women's Soccer Zone. Follow the show on Twitter at WOSO Zone.
So I'm delighted to be joined by the Houston Dash forward, Melissa Henderson, for this Houston Dash NWSL preview. I'm going to be going solo. JJ is unavailable for this interview. So Melissa, thank you for joining us. How are you doing, first off?
I'm doing fantastic, you know. First off, thank you so much for having me. I am honored to be on your show today. And also, I am just actually leaving our locker room right now. We had a practice, a lift, and then I just had a little video fun with one of our Dynamo players.
Excellent, excellent. Well, it's good that you're just off the training ground. You can tell us how training has been going over pre-season and how preparations are going for the 2015 season.
You know, it's been special with this group of girls. I mean, they come in and they work so hard day in and day out, and you can really see the effort in the practice and the extra hours people put in the off season to be where they are right now. So it's been an enjoyment to just see everybody, how they've grown as a player and coming in and just getting that tenacity back and that grit and competing for one another for spots and just to make each other a better player as well and to get ready for this NWSL season. I mean, you're going to be playing against talented teams week in and week out, so just making sure that we challenge one another on the field as teammates as well has really helped out and given us a good start to this preseason.
How does training change on a personal level as you grow closer to the season? Because I'm sure you want to keep that intensity, but there must be part of you that thinks, I don't want to go too hard because I don't want to get injured and I want to be available for that first game. So how does your mindset and your mentality change as the season draws nearer?
As the season gets nearer, you obviously are very cautious about, you know, decisions and how long you're on your feet and just those extra times that you're not on the field and just really taking care of your body, eating right and getting enough sleep and just making sure you just take care of yourself, really. And I think that I can't go into practice saying I don't want to get hurt and I'm, like, a little timid. I can't do that personally because I feel like that's where you leave room for error. And you can actually more so get hurt is by taking that kind of mentality, saying, let me just back off a little bit. I think you need to go 100% always. And when you don't, that really leaves room for something negative to happen or something unfortunate maybe to occur. But I think you just really need to be safe about your body and giving the right nutrients and a lot of water, and especially with the heat here in Houston, making sure you just stay hydrated.
We've obviously had a lot of opportunity to get out on the training field, but you've had some preseason friendly matches as well, exhibition games. At the time of recording, you recently played this past weekend the University of Texas and got a 2-0 victory, and you scored in that game, of course. And you had two matches against the Houston Dynamo under 16 boys team. What did you take from the three games? I know that the games against the Dynamo Youth Academy didn't go to plan in terms of the result, but playing against boys, the physicality, the pace, what did you take from those games, and what did you take from the game against the University of Texas?
I've loved the fact that we've played against a few of the boys teams a couple times. I think that their speed, their pace, their mentality, their physical presence is something that really helps us, even though they're a bit younger. I think that just getting our touches on the ball, being prepared, being able to do the 1-2s and be smart about certain things, not always just going forward and kicking it, but really trying to possess the ball. I think there's so many things you can learn from playing with guys, especially with their speed and strength. So I think that has helped us tremendously. I think it will continue to help us as the season goes on, and hopefully we can get a few more scrimmages with them as well. Going into the scrimmage against UT is always fun because it's preseason's dwindling down, you're getting ready for season, and you're just excited to get on the field and play. I think that we all came out there with a mentality that we wanted to win, and we did that, and obviously we are looking to just continue to get better and to grow and to work on individual as well as team shape and skill, and I think that we're doing that, and it was a good test for us to come in against Houston or against Texas and to really see where we were at and see where we can build to do better, and really just grasp where we were at and get better from there.
I looked at the rosters for those games, and there's a lot of trialists that were involved in those games. How does it, for you, as a permanent member of that squad for the time being, how is that for you, knowing that quite a number of those players that you're on the field alongside might not necessarily be with you during the course of the season, because you want to try and build a rapport, you want to try and build a relationship with players that are going to be playing. There's a chance that some of those trialists mm-hmm. might not be. So how does that affect your game when you're playing?
I try not to think about that. I try to just stay positive, and they do have the opportunity to possibly be a teammate throughout the entire season. Just honestly, you're trying to build that connection with everybody, so at times you can get a little frustrated if you're put on the field with possibly people that may not be there, but at the same time, they've been working so hard, and something may come out of it to where they may be your permanent teammate, and just really, I think it shows a lot as a player if you can adapt to that, and being able to adapt and make chemistry regardless of who you're playing with and where you're at, it's just really... I think that's what it's about, and I think that we've, had a lot of great, talented players come in and be trialists for our team. So, we're always looking to add strength and depth to our team, so it's been great to have and fortunate for us to have some of these great players come in and trial for us.
Well, it's the Houston Dash's second season in the NWSL. I think it would be fair to say that people probably gave the club and the team the benefit of the doubt last year. You had a year's, the other clubs in the division had a year's head start, having competed in 2013. The team had to be put together quite quickly when it was announced that the franchise would be joining the league. Do you feel like there's a bit more pressure and a bit more spotlight on you guys now, because you've had that first year under your belt? Now people will be expecting you to perform, especially with some of the players that you've signed, and we'll talk about those in a minute.
I definitely think that there might be a little more pressure, especially now that we're more experienced and we're coming back in our second year into the league. But I also think that, we can't use anything as an excuse, even with us being an expansion team last season. I think this season we're coming in with a mindset of just, we are the Houston Dash, and we're here to compete, and we're here to make a name for ourselves, and we're here to win. And I think that we're really taking that mentality this season, and we're not focusing on what last year was or what everybody's looking at us to be this year and just the judgments that are going around. And I think right now we're focused on ourselves and making sure that we're playing to our best ability, and that's all we can do. I think we right now are just focused on ourselves and not what's going on the outside, because that's when things start messing up, the chemistry, and just overthinking, overanalyzing things. So I think right now we're just focused on playing to our best ability and really coming out and making a name for ourselves, the Houston Dash.
How different has the build-up to this season been to last season? Take out of the equation the short time that you had together before the season started. You've had the number one NWSL draft pick in Morgan Bryan join the club. You've had a legend in US Women's National Team Soccer, Carly Lloyd, join the club. And you've had a Puskas Goal of the Year nomination in Stephanie Roach join the club. There's a lot of attention on the club at the moment, isn't there?
There sure is, and we are blessed to have that attention. I mean, we're talking about some of the best players in the world here that are going to be part of this organization and team, and I'm going to be playing with, and I'm absolutely honored, and we'll take that challenge. I think that I cannot wait for especially those U.S. players to get here and us to really be able to play together. I think that we're very fortunate. We have a great team. We have great players individually and team-wise. And the coaching staff is wonderful. I mean, I think that we're looking forward to having a great season here coming up.
Has one of the key things going into the season been looking at perhaps the lack of goals that the team were able to amass last year? I think it was 23 in the league last year, which was the lowest in a division. Is that something that the team's conscious of and is really going into the season thinking, we need to be better than that?
Absolutely. I think that everybody coming back is, last year wasn't good enough. I mean, everybody's coming back with that grit and that tenacity to really come out and want it. And we're hungry, and we're all willing to put it on the line for one another, and I think that'll go a long way and speak for itself. So I just know we're very excited to get back up there, and we all are wanting goals. We're all wanting to score. It's not about who's going to do it or putting the weight on somebody else's shoulders. We're all hungry for it. So that's very exciting to look forward to.
I guess my final question would be, you have the honour of opening the entire NWSL season against the Washington Spirit at home, if in front of your home fans. How much are you looking forward to it, and what are your expectations for this season?
You know, I am absolutely ecstatic. Just hearing you ask that question gives me chills. I think that everybody has worked so hard, and for us to be able to open up in front of our home crowd, you know, have my own family, everybody's families coming in, fans, children that, you know, look up to us, that we want to wear in their shoes. I think that it's an absolute honor to play in front of them, and to play here in our stadium. And, you know, it's kind of emotional. It's an emotional one. We're living our dream, and we're able to do that. And, you know, we want to give the fans, you know, a good show and show them what we've been up to this offseason and how hard we've been working, and, you know, continue to thrive and to build this league so that the little girls can grow up and live out their dreams as we have. You know, I'm looking forward to the season. I think we have nothing but positivity going into it. I think that we're coming in hungry and we're ready for it, and I'm just super excited to see how this team does, because, I mean, I'll tell you, there's not one person out there that wouldn't do suicide, do fitness for extra fitness for one another, wouldn't go into that last diving tackle, wouldn't slide into the goal to save one from going in. I think we all have one another's back, and we're just really excited to go into the season, and, you know, we're thankful that we're able to do it and do it together as a team. So it's going to be a good year, and I'm very excited for it.
Well, you sound very enthusiastic, Melissa, and I think it's going to be an exciting season for Houston, especially when you get those players back from the World Cup. We wish you the very best for the upcoming season. Enjoy the opening day against Washington Spirit, and we'll talk to you again during the course of the season and see how you're getting on.
Oh, my goodness. Sounds absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much for having me again, and I hope you'll have a lovely day, and I will talk to you soon.
Women's Soccer Zone. Listen to the show on Audioboom or download via iTunes. Just search for Women's Soccer Zone.
So that was the lovely Melissa Henderson giving a great overview of the Houston Dash and the upcoming season. And that brings us to the end of our third show. Unfortunately, JJ has had to dash off to do a broadcast in his full-time job. So I'd like to thank him once again for participating in this show. Tomorrow, we feature the NWSL champions, FC Kansas City. So do join us for the episode. Thank you very much to the Houston Dash fans and you NWSL fans for joining us on this episode. And we will see you all tomorrow.